Democrats have a real chance of taking control of the U.S. House of Representatives in November. But 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports there are still plenty of areas where Republicans are favored, including Pennsylvania's 14th congressional district.
And now everyone please eat and enjoy yourselves.
How are you? Nice to see you. I'm Bibby.
This is the bustling annual picnic for the Murrysville Democrats. But Bibby Anaborio barely has time for food. Bibby, and she wants you to call her Bibby, is talking to everybody. She needs to get her name out in the 14th district, which includes Washington, Fayette, Greene, and much of Westmoreland County. Borio is among an unprecedented number of women on the ballot nationwide this year, but she's never run for office before.
I concluded that I would forever regret it if I didn't give it a run because I knew how important it was going to be in this election that we fought every race.
Borio grew up in Latrobe. Her dad was a member of the United Auto Workers Union, and she went on to become an executive at Ford Motor Company. After that, she became managing director at the British carmaker Jaguar.
But I like to tell people that even though I kind of made it to that top executive level, I don't look like your typical corporate executive. And I never forgot where I came from.
She moved back to Latrobe a few years ago to take care of her mom, who had a heart attack. Her mom previously had breast cancer, and so did two of Borio's sisters. That family history made healthcare her number one issue. She criticizes Republican attempts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act.
It's like how many pillars of healthcare can you pull out before it comes tumbling down?
She also supports the expansion of Medicaid under the ACA.
I also think that the healthcare expansion has been so important in helping to start to tackle opioid addiction that I worry about someone who wants to go for the perfect as opposed to let's make the good better.
Her opponent this November is Republican Guy Reschenthaler, and he takes a different view. He says he would vote to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act if he won the race.
We have the premier health care system in the world here in the United States, but we need to keep our advantage.
The two candidates have also had very different careers. This would be Reschenthaler's third elected office, and he's only 35. Borio is 64. Reschenthaler served in the Navy as a lawyer, where he says he prosecuted terrorists in Iraq. After his service, he ran for district judge in Pleasant Hills. And before he finished out his term as district judge, he ran for state senator in a 2015 special election.
And I've been committed to not only good public policy, but making sure that we're reaching across the aisle, getting things done, and working in a bipartisan manner.
Reschenthaler touts a bill he co-sponsored that would provide depression screenings for students in 6th and 11th grade.
I truly believe that's going to make a huge difference in the opioid crisis because too many young people who have depression start to self-medicate with marijuana and underage drinking, and that leads to opioid addiction and heroin abuse.
The Senate passed that legislation unanimously, and it's now sitting in a House committee. Reschenthaler has been criticized for writing the foreword to a book by Carl Higbee, a conservative commentator. He and Reschenthaler used to host a radio show together, and the book contains passages that have been criticized as racist and homophobic. But Reschenthaler says he wrote the foreword without having read the book. Still, most politicos say Borio has her work cut out for her in the district, which Donald Trump won by a 2-1 margin 2 years ago. David Misra is a professor at the Community College of Allegheny County, and he worked for one of Borio's Democratic rivals before the primary.
It's just a tough nut to crack for any Democrat. The way this district has been redrawn, it's gone from a red to a redder one.
Reschenthaler has an A rating from the National Rifle Association and a B rating from Americans for Prosperity, a conservative economic group. Borio has widespread backing from labor unions, including the auto workers. Overall, the race has been quiet. There hasn't even been a debate between the candidates. But voters will have their say on November 6th. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.